Blog Talk Radio.
And you don't mean everybody goes, got to go with you.
illuminated, where you can come together and come back with a different mindset, you know, and a different game plan. Amen. So we're going to be coming from Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to begin with the first verse. And it says, "And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brothers, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment," hallelujah, "was white as the light." This is Jesus transfigured. He just transformed when he went up onto the high mountain. Amen. And isn't that something where you can take, when God allows you to enter into the holies of holies, when you're praying with him, when you just enjoying him? And it says, "And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him." Moses and Elias was two great prophets in the Bible. Hallelujah. Verse 4 says, "Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here." Hallelujah. It is good for us to be here. "If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and the one for Elias." Amen. And it says, "While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." Amen. "And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and do and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only." Amen. "And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead." May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let's go back to verse 4, and it's something because I love it when Peter says, "Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, and the one for Moses, and the other for Elias." May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. We're going to talk about loving where we are, because so often we love where we are. And even though when they went up to, and when Jesus transfigured himself, amen, and the voice from the cloud came out saying, "This is my beloved Son, who I am well pleased." And I can imagine that feeling, because you ever go to a retreat place, or even some folks have retreats in their houses, and body is sink, or body is into the couch, or in their bedroom, or in the closet, wherever they may pray, and they find themselves in a place where they don't even want to come out. The children's calling you, your husband calling you, family members calling the phone, and you be in a place where you don't even want to come out of, because you just reflecting and you just worshiping, feeling that love from God. Amen. But Peter said, "Lord, it is good for us to be here." In other words, I ain't trying to come down off this mountain. I want to stay right here. But I want to use in a different way on today, in terms of, well, just reflecting on the word in a way where I want to talk about being in that place that we love so much that we feel like we can't come out of. And even though Jesus was in a place where they wanted to be there with him all the time, Jesus will always be with you. But you see, after that, when Peter said that, he told them that they fell to their faces and they got up and they came down off the mountain. He said, "Tell this vision to no man until I come back." But the thing about it is that at that place where they was at, because it was so refreshing and so real, they had to come back because it was a job that they had to do. So sometimes you can't stay in those safe places where you want to just lay, because God has a work for you to do. But how often do we love that place where we are and we don't want to come out of that place because it's comfortable for us? But God called us to do the work. So you got to come out from out of your comfortability and get out there and do the work that God has called you to do. We're going into another season, into another year. Amen. Praise God. And God is calling us to do a work. So that comfortable place where you at. And one thing about Peter is that the place where Jesus took him, he took him so Jesus would be glorified. So, you know, he could worship with adoration and praise, but he took it as, "I just don't even want to be here. We could build three tabernacles, and we don't even have to leave." But the blessing was that he was able to do a retreat with Jesus. So he missed the whole thing, just a retreat blessings. Oftentimes, when God blesses with something that's so precious, we be with it for a while, and then God calls us to get up from where we are and to move out from that thing. And sometimes we can't. Sometimes we hold on to things so tight and so close because it feels good. But Jesus was going to be with them once they got down off that mountain. But it feels good to be there. How many of us are loving where we are right now, but you feel God pushing you? You feel God purging you? You feel God pushing you out? But we saying, Lord, it feels good right where we are. Hallelujah. I know and I can attest that because God has called me to do some things where it feels comfortable for me to stay right where I'm at. But let me tell you, God said, I would never leave you nor forsake you. And even though Jesus was there on the mountain with them, Jesus never left his side. And even though he ascended into heaven, he was still with us. His spirit, hallelujah, is still with us. So God has called you to a job. So that place that you feel that's comfortable, and if it was okay, Jesus would have allowed Peter to build tabernacles right there where they were and to never come down from that place. But he called them because he had a work to do. His disciples had a work to do to spread the good news of the gospel. Hallelujah. So that comfortable place where you are, you got to come out of that place. Because that place is not meant for you to stay. It's meant for you to reflect in, to be refreshed, to praise and worship the Lord, in adoration and praise, and for God to speak to you so you can go out and carry out his task and carry the job that he has called you to do and the person he called you to be. Because some of us are still not living how God called us to be. Why? Because we're afraid of friends saying, I don't want to be bothered anymore. We're afraid of family members saying, oh, you don't fit. You can't come to the family gatherings anymore. So we're afraid to come out to those places where God has called us out because it's comfortable, because we want to stay there. Jesus will allow Peter and John and all and James to stay there if he felt like it wasn't no more work for them to do. Hallelujah. But it was work for them to do. So bless God for the place that is comfortable for you. Appreciate it. Thank God, Lord, I'm glad that you brought me to this place where it's comfortable, but now I got to get out and I got to do the work that you called me to do and the woman or man that you called me to be coming out of that comfortable place for us. Hallelujah. But could you imagine being there with Jesus and seeing him being transfigured? Hallelujah. And I know that place is comfortable because when I go into my prayer closet and I begin to pray, I can just feel God and just his elevation of just his spirit within me where I would just resonate. And it's just so beautiful where I don't want to come out of that place. I don't want to get up and go to work. I don't want to answer my phone, but I know God has called me to a work. So once I'm in that place when he called me to be a worship, I know I gotta come out and do what God called me to do and be who he called me to be. But then God does allow you to come back to that comfortable place again. But it may not be in that particular place, but he'll find another comfortable place for you to be. Then you gotta move out from that place and do what God called you to do. Hallelujah. God is so often, sometimes God will shift up your prayer closet. It used to be at the end of your couch. Now you feel like you got a comfort up in your bathroom or in the kitchen or in the dining room. Sometimes God shift up some things. Hallelujah. But I just love it because Peter wanted to stay in that place. And how many of us are loving where we are and we're afraid to step out? We love it because it's comfortable, because it feels good. But when God calls us out, what happens? Don't you know God will be with you even when you do step out of things that he called you to do and the person he called you to be? Amen. You got to step out even though you love where you are, and that's a good thing, but you got to come out from that place and do what God called you to do. And guess what? You will find yourself loving that place where God called you to be and what God called you to do. Amen. My lines are open. If you want to press one, I'll take your call.
Darling Whitehead.
Amen. Hi, Darlene Whitehead. Hi, Kristen. Amen. You can press one and I'll take your call. God is so wonderful. He is so wonderful because that place where God has us at feels good, but I know places that we feel like, Lord, if I come out of this comfort zone that I'm in, it's not going to feel the same way. But it will feel a little different or maybe awkward for you, but that's because God is calling you to do. And don't you know he will be with you in those awkward times, in those times that's not familiar? Amen. But I love those retreat times. I love those times when I can just go and retreat and just go up on a mountain. It's something like going on a mountain when you go away with your church or go away by yourself and you just reflect and retreat on the mountaintop. That precious aroma, that precious anointing is so precious, and I just love it. But God called you after. That's why he called them off the only for them, not for everybody. I know God has called you to do some things, to share some things that he don't want you to share with everybody. And sometimes we be so offended because we didn't share with our best friends. We didn't share with our parents. We didn't share with our siblings. When God tell you to close your mouth and not to share it, he don't want you to share it right now. And we got to be obedient to that. So he told them, Peter, James, and John, don't share the vision, what you think. Don't share it. Don't share it. And what we would do, we blare and we share it. And before you know it, people got a hold, they still our vision. They still what God has for us. God may tell you to do something. Man, you see it on Facebook or Instagram and Twitter. So you can open up your mouth and they took exactly what you said, and their name is underneath it. Focus deep, y'all. So God knows when he tells you to keep your mouth closed because he knows what's around you. See, Jesus sees stuff that we can't see. So he and because he's omnipresent, he's everywhere. So he sees what we can't see. Amen. So when he tells you to be quiet, I know you want to share with everybody, he don't call you to share with everybody. Because he knows what folks will try to do. But even if you share it, and even though somebody ran off with your vision, it's okay. Because God is a visionary. He gives more visions, he gives more dreams. So don't beat yourself up. Oh, okay? You know how many times we reinvent ourselves over the years? People reinvent themselves at 60, 70, 80 years old, 20, 30 years old, 40, 10, reinventing themselves. Reinvent yourself. If you got to reinvent yourself, reinvent yourself. God will give you something else that nobody else has. You learn from our mistakes, and then that's the way that you keep on going. So don't beat yourself up if you share something. Now somebody else is doing the same thing God has gave to you. But guess what? The harvest is plentiful, but the labor's a few. You going out there. The harvest is plentiful. So you going out there and do what God called you to do. Amen?
Thank you,
amen, Tanisha. Amen, amen, and amen, yes. Girl, you're going to have me up here speaking in tongues and shouting to nature. I'm telling you, God is awesome. That's right, honey. Go out, whatever God called you to do, whatever he spoke to you, it is so in to do it. It's nothing like receiving a confirmation from God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord God. I'm telling you because sometimes we beat ourselves up over the course of the years because folks installed what God gave to us. Don't beat yourself up. I feel that in my spirit is so heavy. Don't beat yourself up because you told somebody something else that you wasn't supposed to and they shared it. Don't you know God will reinvent what he placed on the inside of you, huh? And it's not to gloat or to be so boastful, but let me tell you something. God knew it before it even happened. God knows things before you even say it or do it. He knows. He knows our thoughts. He knows everything in our minds. So nothing gets past God. And he's a forgiving God. You know how many times I have said things and I shouldn't have said to folks, and next thing I know, I see them on social media doing, but it's okay. Because guess what? God, that's right. My mama said, what's for you? It's for you. And it is. And can't nobody stop it. And even though it may seem like it's denied, no, it's delayed, but not denied. Because God called you to a job. You get out there and you do it. I don't care what the family members say. I don't care what your loved ones say or your spouse or your people or your children. God called you to do a job. Do a job. Now, I'm not trying to be defiant and being disobedient, not being submissive to your husband. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that if God calls you to do something, then do it. Because guess what? God will make everything right. I remember Reverend Pam told me years ago, she said, in marriage, when God gives you something and he gave it to you, don't worry about your spouse because he'll make everything fall in line for you where he has no choice but to surrender and say, you know what, babe? You right about it. You right about it. Amen. So I've learned over the course of the years, when I was married, don't worry about it because God will line things up for you when God calls you to a job. Because sometimes we look weird to folks. When God calls us to do a job, we look weird because they look at our age, they look at you don't have the resources. They look at it like, well, why you? Well, how do you feel like you're capable of doing it? Because God told me I was capable of doing it. Over the past couple of weeks, he's been talking about Nehemiah. He was a cupbearer. He poured wine for the king. And everybody probably looked at him like, you know, well, how can he even build a wall around the temple? Look how smart Nehemiah was. He was so strategic with that thing. You know why? Because God was talking to him every step. His wisdom that he gave to Nehemiah. So God's wisdom going to give to you to get that job done. So don't beat yourself up about New Year's resolutions. Lord, every time you turn around, it's another year that goes by, and I haven't done anything that you told me to do. Don't beat yourself up because God allowed you to live for another year. Just get it done. Hallelujah. Just get it done. So don't look at the time frame. And then also, you know, iron sharpens iron. Link up with some folks with the same like mind. The people who will tell you, don't worry about time. Just get it done. Don't worry when you all stressed out. They ain't judging you. Don't worry about it. Just get it done. I surround myself with folks who don't look at me like, oh, my God, you said you wrote on the book. Well, where is it? Well, guess what? Just get it done. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just get it done. Because some folks will beat you up in the bad way. Well, you said it was going to be for sale. You said the pre-orders was for, what have you done? You know what I'm saying? But God and God's timing. And I'm not saying that God is looking at us and patting us on the back for procrastinating. No, I'm just saying God knows. Just get it done. Hallelujah. My lines are open. You want to take one? I'll take your call.
Very good. That's why you cannot hold on to the last 8 weeks because you called to take you.
Amen. Lowly. Amen. Bless God. Lowly said that's why she hasn't been on the call for 8 weeks. 8 weeks because she was called to take care of somebody. Hallelujah. But Lowly, I just love it because you still persevere to listen to the replay. So I bless God for you and bless God for your heart to be willing to take care of somebody. Hallelujah. Let's give it up for all the caretakers out here. You know what I'm saying? The caregivers, you know, who actually give up their time to take care of somebody else. And I know Lowly will constantly, you know, post, you know, I miss the broadcast, but she would listen to the replays. But I know she likes to listen in live, so all the way from Switzerland. But I bless God for you. Hallelujah. And I know your heart feels good when you took care of somebody. Amen. And sacrificed and gave up some things. Hallelujah. Okay. Scroll down. Yeah, Sister Whitehead had a comment. My mom told slow down. Amen. She's going to read her comment. Okay, I'm going to help my mom. All right.
Like,
write above this one? Okay.
Okay, good. If I do say yes, thank you for your word. Don't shout until he tells you to shout.
Amen. All right, sister, right here. Don't shout until God tells me to shout. And other words, this is get it done. Yeah. Get this word out. And you know, yeah. If you've been following this broadcast, honey, yes, I get it in. Amen. So he's with you. Get it in. So God is so wonderful. But, amen. So we can push it. Yes, the word. So let's go up on the word. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. So I'm trying to hold on, you guys. Hold on. Come out of that comfort place where God has you at, when God called you to come out of that comfort zone. Because when God called you to come out of that comfort zone, you got to come out anyway because he will start stirring up some things. I know Minister Reverend Shamisha said this morning to me how God will start shaking up some things to get you out. And he will start shaking up some things just to get you out, to get you where you need to be. And it don't feel good when God starts shaking up some stuff. But he's going to get his glory. And he's going to use you, hallelujah, till you leave this earth. And hallelujah, I just feel like right now somebody's sickness, somebody's on the line or listen in. Your sickness is not unto death. Hallelujah. Your sickness is not unto death. Hallelujah. And you feel like that sickness that you haven't shared with anybody is unto death. But oh no, it's not. Hallelujah. Get up and rise up, daughter, where you are, because that sickness is not unto death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh God, I bless you. Oh God, I thank you. I lift you up and give you the highest praise, oh God. That sickness is not unto death. Even though what the doctors may say, even though every time you Google and you look at different situations and they telling you that most people die, I bind that up in the name of Jesus. Every tongue that rises up against you, that just sickness is not unto death. a work for you to do. And God will make every crooked path straight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. After they worship with the Lord, with Peter, James, and John, worship with the Lord. They had to come off the mountain. They had to go back to the work that God called them to do. Spread the good news of the gospel. Hallelujah. Jesus ascended up into heaven. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord, I bless you. God, I thank you. Lord, I glorify you on today, my Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I thank you, God. His work was to die on the cross for our sins, that we may have everlasting life. And yes, at some time past, as he went from the mountain, hallelujah, that he died on the cross for our sins, because that was his job to do. So Jesus had to come down from the mountain, because he had to do a work, hallelujah, God called them to do. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. And the disciples had to lead to spread the good news of the gospel. Hallelujah, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, who died on the cross for our sins, that we may have everlasting life. You said thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name. It's in Jesus' name. Go in peace, my daughter. Go in peace, my son. Go in peace. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk again. Rise up and breathe again. Hallelujah, Jesus. Exhale. In the name of Jesus, exhale and stop holding your breath and exhale. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name. Stop putting things up your nose. In the name of Jesus, and exhale and breathe again. Hallelujah. Every blockage, remove it, dear Lord. In the name of Jesus, God. Let the blood flow, my God. In the name of Jesus, God. I thank you and I worship you, Lord. I thank you for this broadcast on today. And everyone that's been a part, Father God, over the years, Lord God, I thank you for the new people that have joined in there, Lord God. I thank you for the international ministry you have given, Lord God. I thank you, Father, and bless for this weekend when winter time comes. Bless the motivational workshop, dear God, that me and Pam will do on today. Use us for your glory, Lord God. Send down your fire, fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus, where souls will be saved, souls will be saved, and people will be redeemed and delivered, dear God, regenerated, set free, God. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Lord, we love you, and it's in Jesus' name. And touch Pastor Joshua Gooden on today, God. Touch his family. Do it right now for your glory, Lord God. Oh, we thank you, Lord, and touch Sister Raji, Father. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Keep Sandra Williams a father in your prayers. I thank God for just love us more than we love ourselves. God bless you all. I see you all on next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Share this broadcast and be blessed. And just know that you are victorious. Hope in God, and you are victorious. The ones who are lived out of state and out of the country, if you inbox me, I receive most of your inboxes. I'll give you a dial-in number where you can listen in on that day. Don't want to leave you out. I love you, and God bless you. Take care. Amen. Amen.